Touring the wreckage, President Joe Biden says he's ordered his administration to move heaven and earth to rebuild the major crossing, paying homage to those who died. That rebuilding effort, though, can't happen until the debris is cleared, a process that may take weeks. The vessel's still lodged in tangled metal, blocking a vital shipping route in and out of the port. The Department of Transportation did release $60 million in emergency aid in the immediate wake of the disaster. A full restoration will cost much, much more. But here in the capital, there's already a war of words underway. In a letter to Congress, the administration says the federal government should pay for reconstructing the bridge, yet the House Freedom Caucus, that's a group of hardline Republican lawmakers, won't support that funding unless Joe Biden agrees to a number of concessions. Benji Hire, Washington.